Now, maybe we're going practicing the yoga tantra. Not easy, to do, because the concerning the punctuation, the preliminary. We need water to practicing yoga tantra. First of all, order to practice in yoga tantra, we do need receiving empowerment, initiation. There is a degree of, but we need. Then order to do this, we do need some extent realization of three principal path to enlightenment, which is sunyata, wisdom, and bodhicitta, and renunciation. Not easy. No. The sense, when I say, not easy, not something, job which is difficult, you know, is going fire by, you know, men. The sense, our level, what level is now. What I say is, difficult is to practice the yoga tantra without, you know, punctuation, qualification. Then, why difficult? Because our level, if we check out, once one, you know, the reality, what is the situation of now? Do we have the some kind of, you know, understanding, you know, some kind of small understanding, reality of our own mind? The nature of mind, true thing, you know, the relative nature and absolute nature. So do we know relative nature? We know relative nature of our own mind. Then there is easy to direct our mind attitude. So that is the individual responsible to check out. Then, bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is heart open other people. Then totally close, you know, to oneself. Not I not talk about it. Philosophical point of view. You know? You should obey other people. You should not close them. Otherwise I'm going to beat you. You understand? I'm not talking about that way. Well, if you're not open, you know, the symptom is so great. So one suffers a great deal. One conflict oneself. And produce, you know, confusion, dissatisfaction. As you know, as you experience every day. So, you know, the sense to open others also. Not that I open to you, you know, what do you give me present, you know? Isn't it? You know? What do you give, what do I get in chocolate cake, you know? You understand? Not that way. Normally we do, you know, we do, of course, we are not Buddha. But some extent, somehow, in a deep, you know, understanding, intellectually maybe understanding, you know, the discriminatory wisdom, that the human need, you know, human need is not the, you know, temporal pleasure. Some extent, we all have temporal pleasure. You know, what we do need is, eternal, you know, peace. So that highest destination is sort of aim. And that way you open has value to eliminate, you understand, everyday life problem. Like concerning, you know, small things you don't give me. I upset, you know. You understand? Normally we do. Our problem is expectation. You know, such, you know, any word, small things we grasp on. That grasping mind is the problem. Symptom. React again. Last year you, same thing this year. Maybe worse. seems, isn't it? Seems. Supposedly we should be, you know, better. You know? But the, you know, problem is overwhelming, you know. Oh, philosophically, maybe we can say, you know, karma is overwhelming. That be consciously or unconsciously. Don't think karma is consciously you doing something, then becomes end of, you know, miserable. Karma is also unconsciously functioning. And unconsciously one do something, then, you know, lead back thing. For example, now Middle East problem also, you know. Beginning is so small. You understand? Small things Kuru, that is karma. That is karma. Okay, now. Good example is there. Small Middle East, little bit, you know, action, you know, becomes huge. That is karma. Not a picture. So, now, in order to have the enlightenment attitude, you know, enlightenment, transcendental attitude, maybe, you know, distinguished attitude from the sepiti, you know, from sepiti, sepiti to. You know, distinguished from the sepiti to. Oh. This need also tremendous energy behind that talk is to you know, renounce, you know, such a temporary, you know, pleasure. You know, the renunciation of samsara, I think you know already, renunciation of samsara, you know, renounce samsara, so called renunciation of samsara. I'm sure you're scared now. That also, the renunciation of samsara is attitude. Right attitude. What I'm saying is, wrong attitude is the opposite of renunciation. Okay. Then you people think, oh, that's too difficult. Not difficult. You do have renunciation. How many times rejecting? How many times you rejecting certain situation? Rejecting unpleasant situation. That's your renown. Well, you don't. Birds and dog has renunciation. You know? And children has renunciation. if you beat them, situation, they also, they know how to go around. So, you understand? That is their way of now. But that is not renunciation of samsara. Yeah. Huh? Or you broke your heart because your friend, you know, because trouble with your friend. Yeah. Then you change something like that, you know? Then you change your position. Anyway, friend give up already, you know, so you have to do. So you change also like this. Then you renounce. But not the renunciation of samsara. So you trouble to cope with the society. You escaped into the bushy here. Yeah. Bushy. You know? Give up your society comfort giving, you know. You go in the bushy like animal. You renounce something, but that's not renunciation of samsara. So what is now? What is renunciation of samsara? Be careful now. Not having the obsessive, you know, obsessive object of samsara existent things and also nirvana existing things. Perhaps some people think, now I don't concern the pleasure. You know, I don't concern the pleasure. I like to have pain. Rather pleasure. Now I renounce. That also, you know, not renunciation of samsara. Renounce sense, you know, desire and pleasure, you know, then looking something else, you know, formless pleasure, formless realms pleasure. Grasping. There is some sort of truth. Still some sort of truth. Oh, particularly, perhaps we are now, you people practice meditation and philosophy and Buddhism, these things, you know. If somebody tells you that your trip is garbage, you know, no one understands our country. You know? If somebody put you nail by that, you know? So reaction, you become restless, angry. That means that your trip of Buddhism or meditation or whatever it is, you know, is also samsara. It has nothing to do than a session of samsara. Problem, isn't it? It's a problem. You're practicing, you know, meditation, Buddhism, you think Buddha is special? Somebody said, Buddha is not special. You're sure. That means you are not free. You know, you're holding. You are not, you not put your mind in the right atmosphere. You still somewhere wrong here. You understand? So it's So renunciation of samsara is it's not easy. Of course, now you people are the only word. The thing is, you know, renunciation of samsara, you see, the mind, which is, you know, sort of, you know, maybe deep, you know, renounce or detach all the deep, you know, phenomena, of all existing phenomena. You see, now you people think I talk only, you know, idea, you know, logic, you know, just only idea. Now, order to human being, you know, order to human being, healthy mind, you know, healthy mind. Healthy mind, you know. Or one should not have you know, the neurotic symptom to grabbing, you know, of any object. Any object, you know. Pleasure or you know, suffering. Then relaxation is there. Then that is relaxation. You don't have the superstition pump you, you know? You know? We all should be healthy minds. Eliminate, you know, the obsessive, you know, ego, which is, you know, any object, any object. We are so concrete. 5G, when you are samsara way, so concrete. When you come, you know, Buddha, you know, Buddhism or meditation, and that also becomes so concrete. So this concrete, you know, preconception, we have to break. There's only breaking by, you know, clear mind. Like when you see long distance, you know, maybe there is tree, there's one tree. You say, oh, there's one human being, isn't it? You hold, you know, wood, you know, with superstition mind as human being. So in order to eliminate his wrong conception, ego, understand? If you see that bunch of energy is, you know, as wood, that killing clear, then disappear the conception of the holding, you know, as human being, isn't it? Same thing. So the killing clear is the solution. To eliminate concrete conception, wrong conception. Because having concrete conception, we are not flexible. Somebody said, oh, we do this way. You don't want to change. Only you are the right. Other people is wrong, isn't it? Such, you know, having such the grasping, you understand, sort of, you know, tied up with some sort of, you know, phenomenon, you know, the mind, not mind, you know, conception level. Then it's difficult, you know, to see, you know, a higher destination possibility, you know. possibility of to achieving higher destination. Because you trap into that, you know, situation. So no way sort of you out from that situation. The particularly, the renunciation means, you know, the particularly, that, you know, easy going, maybe. You know, maybe you not get too much, maybe, sense pleasure. You know, not so much, you know, regard. Oh, there is some pain, you know. You know, some pain already today. You know, there's some, you know, accepting. You know, his pain is already here. Not, you know, you cannot reject now. His pain is here, isn't it? So, some easy going. You know, where this way, put this way, better. You know the outwardly Dharma. You know, easy going with outwardly Dharma. You know, I think you know already. At least, you know, easy going. That's good enough. You see, you should not think that, you know, the Buddhist, you know, the intent, the philosophy, that renunciation is, you know, important. Or to one liberate, you know, or order to reach liberation. This idea is renounce. Renounce, you know, we should understand correctly. Shakyamuni himself come in this earth. You know? He had the kingdom, mama, papa. Isn't it? You drink milk. But still here now. There's no problem. For him, drinking milk is no problem. You know? Ideologically, philosophically, you know what I mean? No problem. But we have the problem. Another way I say it, practice Buddhism is not like soup, not like Babaji's soup. But good test, though. Test, you know. Okay. Where, Yonten? Where approach Buddha? Buddha means Buddhist Dharma approach for the us is organic, you know, gradual to fulfill, gradual fulfill,
No?
You cannot do, practicing Dharma is like supermarket, you know, one day you go take everything simultaneously, pum, 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 pum. Something, you know, personal, you know, unique in the need. Order to put one's mind into, you know, right, you know, atmosphere. That is important. Otherwise, perhaps maybe I can say maybe something like this, you know. I mean, the practice Dharma is without comprehension of karmic action or body, speech, mind. Not sure. I mean, because renunciation is grasping top pleasure, higher pleasure. Not sure. I mean, because Bodhisattva is without renunciation of samsara. Possible? Maybe you can't take now anymore. Well, be careful, isn't it? Be careful. I say there is no Bodhisattva without the realization of renunciation. There is only no you people. Excuse me for my aggression. Oh, well. World is becoming full of aggression. So I am. Yeah. Of course, we are very fortunate, you know. Actually. You know, just try. I think, you know, just try. You know, it's very, you know, fortunate. But also good, you know. Oh. All these things, you know. The great path to enlightenment we have set up is sort of personal way, you know, structured, not just object level. Then it's very test. Well, of course, we cannot become, you know, a Bodhisattva, but, you know, sort of seeing all this gradual progression. You know, sort of some distance, clear. And so, you are going, you know, toward that, you know, without confusion, without confusion. Okay. Many times, Dharma brother, sister, confused. Because, you know, Dharma supermarket, there's so many things. You understand? So after some times, you don't know what is good for me, what is good like me. When I went to American supermarket, I confused, you know, I don't know what should buy, what shouldn't buy. Oh, Shimana. So, one should have, you know, sort of clean, clear, understanding. Then one can act in the competence into that direction. So three principal part of Kanglati means one should not, you know, sort of feel as a philosophical sort of phenomenon. One should feel, you know, you understand, sort of one's one, you know, organic need, sort of. Why, if you are hunger, you know, sentimental, you know, temporary pleasure, you understand? They're not so good, you know. They're not so good. You don't have, you know, big mind. Very narrow mind, you know. Narrow mind. No one should know. Pleasure is, you know, transitory, impermanent, coming, going. Like California plane, going, coming, going. That way, when you have, you know, renunciation, somehow, phonetic, you know, phonetic sensitive expectation, sort of loose, it's like this, you know, having like this. When you have renunciation, it's loose. Then less supper, less, you know, neurotic, you know, attitude, expectation. Less possession. Possession basically built up with the, you know, superstition, the, you understand? Samsaric. You know, attitude, which is the opposite of renunciation of samsara. So then end up always, you know, unbalanced and trapped into miserable. We know. So we should see, clean, clear. That is the purpose of meditation. Meditation is not an object level, it is subject level. Business to me is the business. And also, the natural beauty, you know, beauty is, you know, one understand, was one reality, then, you know, if you have the original, the photo, you know, then you can, like, manifest. Then, same thing. If you understand this way, then you understand all living being situation. But if you don't understand your own reality, you know you understand. You try so hard. I want to understand my brain. What is going on? No. You don't. You don't understand your own what's going on. So meditation is, you know, experimenting. You know, what's happening? My own mind. And knowing my own, you know, sort of nature of my own mind. So then, Nagarjuna said, if you understand one, then understand whole thing. You don't need, you know, as effort putting, you know, each person's, you know, what going on. You don't need. You know, human problem also. We talk about our own problem. You know, we talk about everyday our life. We have problem. I have problem with you because I want something from you. If I don't want anything from you, you know, then I have no problem with you. That's what I remember in the London, you know. the attachment, you know, the grasping, you know, once one pleasure, once one eye, is the source of pain and miserable. And open, you know, concerned other people, you know, pleasure is the source of, you know, happiness and realization and succeed too. Sure, some reason, even if, you know, materialistic levels, I tell you, actually, forget about the Buddha, Dharma, universal sentient being, you know. Even if you want good business, you know, you want that good business, somehow, maybe, you know, you have sort of big view, you know, want help also, other people, sort of, you know, other people, you know, big my family, big my nation, you know, then somehow you're this, you know, you understand, some reason, you know, you're successful, some reason. But you concerned me, cry always, me is the most important thing. even you are materially, you are failure. It's true. Materially, no possible. Many people also in this country, material problem. Actually, this is problem is concerning themselves, you know. Even though society offers, you know, so many situations, good situation. And still you are the, you know, better healing. I think so. Isn't it? You are living America, you are still living Katarilam. Katarilam. You know the Tilorilam, you know. Tilorilam, you know, Tilor. Three law. What is it? Hungry room. Hmm? Oh, hungry ghost. That's right. You are still living hungry ghost realm. Oh, see, that's right. Yeah. Well, you know, that is, you know. So really, you know, very important, you know, fact of watching, not something, don't think I'm talking about philosophical, you know, you should help other people, you should help other people. I'm not saying, you want to help me, you should eradicate your, you know, you know, attachment, concrete, you know, concept, should cut. You know, where cutting is, you don't need problem. Just change attitude, that's all. Just switch attitude. That's all. It's not a big deal, really, you know. it's really skillful, reasonable. You know, where, you know, Buddhism explained it, reasonable. It's not something, you know, super belief, super, you know. I'm not saying try you be superwoman, superman. You know, reasonable. It's logical. You know, just changing attitude. You know, just changing attitude. Is itself is, you know, eliminate. So you remember the equilibrium, you know. Remember equilibrium. Equilibrium means, you know, externally, I cannot make equilibrium you. Then you have to come to Nepal, isn't it? Only eat dal and rice, you know. You understand? You know, not the object. The subject. Equilibrium is subject. You know, my business, that, you know, my extreme desire, you know, overestimate, you know, viewing and grabbing. You understand? My hatred, you know, the overestimate or underestimate way viewing and the rejection, you know, conflicting, tweaking. You know, made a pig, you know, destroy my own peace and happiness and, you know, loving kindness attitude. So, you know, order to balance. So, actualizing equilibrium. when the minute you start, you know, a phonetic view, you know, grasping. You understand? Reaction, hatred comes already. You understand? Like this, you know. They come together. I think you experience. we do have experience. The minute, you know, something special for you breaks your heart, the minute opposite has it come. This is interdependent sort of phenomenon. Some reason, you know, by having the ego, the tendency is always unbalanced, extreme. So, we have so much, you know, problem that it comes from extreme mind. Individual, personal, you know, public, all this comes from, you know. Actually, one should pray. One should not have, you know, the desirable, you know, fanatic view object, you know. Better not have. Then that is the symptom, you know. That is the symptom of broken heart. And it leads to restlessness. No, reasonable. We should be reasonable. Reasonable. You can see some people are sort of, even, you know, their relationship is sort of reasonable. They last long. Some people, they start too extreme. Then how can they last long? You know, you beginning, you know, they cannot last. You know. So to balance is so important. To balance. So, the thing is, why we don't have good meditation? Now, simpler, I think, why we don't have good meditation? Why we cannot concentrate? Why we cannot be being? You know. Extreme mind is explosion. Internal nuclear is blow up. That's all. Out of control. It's there, you know. So we should learn how to handle that explosion. First of all, all the problem is not something accidentally have it. We should know. There is evolution, there exists. So the extreme view, the ego mind, extreme view, that should be our first, you know, business to investigate. Now I'll go now. Do quickly. Remember, this morning we did meditation. You know, we contemplate on breathing. You know, breathing. Just eat equal. And also, well, maybe this will put this on. Also, our meditators, you know, we are extreme, I tell you. This one is, samsara is so overwhelming. You know, the reaction is, I want to meditate now. You know, you understand? I should meditate. Push, push, pump, pump. No. Where are nature? You understand? No good, you know. Then mind freak out. You know? Then you don't like to come this place, isn't it? You like escape to the jungle, you know? Oh, that is the... You make like this. You beat your mind. That is unskillful. True. I think most, you know, meditators are unskillful, like me. You know? You know, unskilled. The thing is, well, another way I said it, we are too intellectual. You know, even though you didn't learn intellectual philosophy, you know, you didn't learn, but you are still intellectual. And the intellectual is pushing yourself this way, pushing yourself this way, push yourself that way, that way. It's, you know, unnatural. You know, we are unnatural. That is the problem. We are so artificial, you know, artificial plastic of intellectual. Now, intellectual plastic now. New plastic, isn't it? New plastic. Okay. We should be happy. Another word. You see, you know, the coming toward Dharma, coming toward meditation means we can be happy. It means we want happy. We all know we want happy. But also many times misunderstanding, you know, Lamdung and the Dharma. You know, that when Buddhism comes, you should be Sapa, you should be ascetic life, You should be mean yourself. Isn't it? You understand? Not careful. You love yourself, you know. You have compassion yourself. That's why you should not put in tremendous effort, you know, when you meditate. You should not put in tremendous effort. You know, we should learn let go. Actually, it's true, meditation is easy going. Maybe I use sort of simple language. It's easy going. So contemplate on breathing. Not expecting good things happen, not expecting bad things happen. Anyway, too late, concerned bad habit, good habit, that time. You understand? It's come, not come. That moment, you can't do, you know what I mean? So, So, contemplate on breathing. Now, when you reach a point that no good thought, maybe no bad thought, just medium. That means you're successful. That means you're successful. Your process, what you're doing, you're successful. And maybe for our, you know, according to our level, you know, that time, just let go. Just let go. No expectation, what happened, what going to happen, you know, what will happen. No expectation, just let go. When I have the destruction, ego imagination, you know, the ego's imagination come. You know. Oh, I get pleasure. You understand? Such a notion come. Then, you know, contemplate. Not reject it. They contemplate on them. You can reach point that first notion existence is disappear. I can disappear. Disappear. That shows ego imagination, you know, appear is false imagination. So it clear up. Then I can contemplate on that clarity. If you cannot contemplate on that clarity, then then you move a little bit, you know, having that kind of, you know, ego, illusive, you know, unclear, you know, the overestimated conception making, you know, my experience, I catch that one. And just, you know, so many living beings, you understand, not catch that, you know, wrapped by that nest, you know, the problem. So much compassion. Much compassion of bodhicitta. Huh? Or you can also sort of, willing, you know, to, a wish to, you know, release that. And also knowing at the moment I don't have, you know, ability to really, you know, lead, you know, other sentient being into there. So I need more clear up. You know, more clear up. Then I can go back. I can go back into the, you know, contemplate on your own, you know, thought. You know, through your experiment, you know, thought or mind or conscience doesn't have the color and the form. It nature is, it nature or character is, you know, the telling clear, lie mirror, taking reflection, you know, of, you know, any phenomenon. That is the mind, that is the conscience, that is the, you know, our thought. Thought, the essential thought is the feeling clear. You know, but the conflict, yes, you know, the movement of this is the, you understand? But character, the essential, even, you know, bad thought come. If you investigate the subject character, still can clear. It has, you know, can clear, you know, like mirror, taking the, you understand, the irritated the object, you know, reflection. So, technically, even if, you know, bad thought come, instead of, you know, upset, instead of upset, bad thought, you know, contemplate, you know, without cry, criticizing. You understand? Without, you know, cry, criticizing, like this, you know. Criticizing, just aware. Again, contemplate. You know, the subjective, the nature of clarity. It becomes, I think, clear, because in nature it's clear. even good thought come. Instead of obstacle, busy, you know, busy, distracted. And again, you know, the subject to the clear, you know, contemplate. Another way of saying it, maybe, you know, bad thought, this is bad thought, this is good thought. You know, when they acting this way, you know, becomes problem. You understand? But matter of fact, these both are, you know, unified into the clarity. You know, they are the existed into clarity energy. Maybe I put two waters into this glass. You know, I shake. Yes. Huh? You know, looks like confusing, isn't it? But the energy two waters is still clean, clear nature. Does that make sense or no? Maybe. I think so. No. This true water is still clean, clear water nature. By shaking, they not become, you know, I don't know, fire. Yeah? They still clean, clear water. Oh, so I want to give you, actually, I tell you, the one thing is, looks like complicated, you know, depending on, you know, we make presentation to the principle of fact to enlightenment, that actually is simple. When you contemplate, one thought comes, you go to renunciation. You know, you move from there, renunciation back then. Then one thought comes, you move from there to the bodhicitta. You know? Then again, go back to, contemplate on the clear job, once one conscious. So that way, easy, actually. You're doing something, just movement. Either you're going renunciation, other you're going bodhicitta, other you're going sunyata. You're doing well. You know, you spend your life worthwhile. You understand? I think so. Huh? Another way to say, when we explain Lambdam, you know, we have so much explanation. You know what I mean? You can explain so much explanation about the renunciation. You know? 30 days for only renunciation, you know, and 30 days, you know, only for bodhicitta, 30 days only maybe sunyata, you know. Maybe we need, but also, if you put together these three also, when you're practicing, just one movement, it becomes renunciation, one movement, it becomes bodhicitta, one movement, it becomes, you know, sunyata. You know, you can do. You know. Sometimes, you know, when we explain too much, you think, wow, this is too much. You know, if you practice really, okay, then it becomes small, in other words. It's small. Okay, maybe today is enough, okay? So we had, you know, oh, sort of, you know, oh, if you point reach, you know, killing clear, you know, comprehension, and the mind live on that, you know, sort of let go, you know, oh, not intellect. Yeah, maybe, no, thank you. Okay, thank you.